Hi ho, my fellow junkies. This is South Music Addict here, and welcome to the Music Addict 27 podcast, where it's all music lovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the new 1999 Write the Future album, Hella. This is the official debut studio album by the 88 Rising Media Associate Collective, having to kind of pull off a similar idea that they did for the Head in the Cloud series, which this album is pretty much like a trilogy to it, having to show in a wide range of artists from both the 88 Rising record label and people outside of the record label to kind of collab and create a 24-track album with a runtime of an hour and 16 minutes. To me, I thought it was a pretty solid idea, and with the singles that they had released to kind of promote this idea, was promising to say the least. Other than that, I was really surprised on the amount of familiar faces that would pop up onto this album as well too, especially the way starting off with a song like Avocado Shake with a chill piano beat to kind of introduce us, to get us a warm idea saying, hey, this is 1999, welcome to it, with a solid Rich Brian verse to kind of go on to for it. Then initially going into with the song Spiky Boys, with having both Ghostface Killa, Smino, and Surprise Chef to come along with Rich Brian, pretty much being braggadocious and kind of being the big shit, being the big deal and all that stuff too. So very festive beats, surprisingly too. Kind of works well. We got some great stuff out of it as well. And some other ones that also kind of surprised my eyes would be the song Yes Lovely with a Soul of Mischief, having to have an old school 90s vibe a little bit too that kind of fits well, kind of be fitting on one of their albums back in the day as well too. Other than that, we got some other ones that kind of show off their representation in the 88 Rising record label with songs such as like Lego My Ego with Rook Marone, with some decent sense to kind of pop out and kind of talking about relationships and all that stuff too. The other song with Rook is the song PlayStation 2. That one has to be more of my favorite from him as well too, with the solid vocals and kind of saying, oh, I'm not playing games on my PlayStation, but it's kind of catchy to kind of make it more arcadic and retro-y a little bit too, with a catchy hook to saying, I just want to play, bitch. It's cool. I like some of the stuff as well too. The only thing that I kind of wish I would kind of trim down on would probably be just the amount of tracks that are on this list. There's some songs that are there just to be there, just to fill in for an interlude or something, which is somewhere halfway through the album, with songs such as like Joey's song, which is just a 3-minute instrumental, and Big Island Jazz Hour, which is just a fictional radio station hour type of promotion to do something with it. Then other ideas to kind of sprinkle on out throughout this album are kind of decent ideas, with some of 88 Rising's related artists to kind of go on to for it, with songs just like I Know It's Late with Warren Hugh, having to kind of pull in more of a interlude radio-ish idea, kind of saying, oh, these are the top 5 songs that are gonna be moody as fuck, to say the least too, kind of popping out with 4 different songs to kind of bring out different energies and all this stuff too, concluding it to kind of pull, saying, hey, this is the number 1, what is the song do you request, that kind of transitions to the song Cool Water for Tonight with Amari and Warren Hugh, which is cool, having a nice little synthy moody ballad about love and trying to be with one another. It seems pretty cool, but it's kind of seems super lathered in reverb and kind of crushed out, some vocals you can barely hear out of it. A little disappointing, but it's a cool concept to say the least too. Other songs that kind of stood out to me the most would be songs that have like outstanding features, such as the song Mint Chocolate with Conway the Machine and West Side Gun of Griselda, as well as having Bad Bad Not Good as the instrumental to be more of a live acoustic jazzy type of appeal, while the two, West Side and Con, pretty much talking about their Griselda shit pretty much too. Really good stuff. I kind of like that one a lot. Another one would be the song Thanksgiving with Busta Rhymes and Smino. Even though that Busta's verse is kind of a bit of a copy and paste verse that he did on DJ Khaled's album Major Key in 2016, but it does seem to kind of slide really well for the beat that was going on to for Thanksgiving. Very fast forward, kind of in your face type stuff too, with Smino kind of having a distorted, kind of mic'd out a little vocal inflection a little bit too. Seems to be cool. Kind of nice idea for it too. Solid execution for him. Some other ones that I kind of feel from it has to have some more interesting approaches. Another one would be having to have a song like A Leap of Time with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, having to have a full Deltron 3030 type of vibe for it, kind of saying, oh, how it was simpler back in the times when he was rapping, with like very minimal amount of technology used and having to use your imagination to create great beats, say the least too, as well as having Dan the Automator, his collaborator on this one. Seems to work really well. Very exciting. Really exciting beat, to say the least. Other than that, some other ones, I do see a nice range of feels to have some more moody indie vibes a little bit too throughout this whole album with some of the artists that kind of pulls out for it. Having some small 1 minute songs such as the one with Dumbfounded, it kind of talks about his story and how he grew up as a child, so on and so forth. Seems to be promising, seems to be okay with it. Nothing too crazy, but it's cool. Other than that, I do see some other ones kind of closer to the end of the album with songs such as Steak Face, having to be more of a nice love song a little, have some nice plucky appeal, nice synths to kind of balance it out. Same thing with Sticky Picture Syndrome with Fussy, having to kind of pull in more of a UK garage sound, kind of similar to like a Pink Panther song a little bit too, in a good way. I kind of like the idea, kind of be more poppy, eclectic, in your face type stuff, kind of fun, cutesy. And other ones kind of close to the end of the album, we get some more decent ideas, especially for like the closing track on this album, Signal and Maze, having to pull in more of a slow song, kind of more watching the sunset type of appeal for an indie song to close out to the album. The overall consumption for this project here, I do say that it is a little bloated with some of the songs being there just to be there and having to have a runtime pushing way over an hour long. I would cut some songs out and see to make it more than 24, make it maybe 16 or 15 songs. There's some good songs, good features, and good production choices on some of the artists that were kind of picked up to it, like Kuko on some of the songs that were on it, feeling a nice psychedelic indie vibe, or as well having some nice contrasts for their style, such as Mint Chocolate, so on and so forth. Other than that, I do think that this album seems pretty solid, and I do see the trilogy-esque type of appeal for the Heads on the Cloud series a little bit for it. Despite it being more on the 88 Rising's media collective type of approach, it did pretty well. Did pretty well for it. Would I recommend this one? It's pretty solid. There's some good songs out of it. I'm giving this a 6 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a hefty project with a collective range of artists to feature out for this project. It does have a Head on the Cloud 3 appeal a little bit, kind of idea behind it. Other than that, some of the stuff on this, it's pretty enjoyable having to kind of pull it out for it. The only thing that kind of holds it back would be just how bulky it is, to say the least. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I would. There's some good songs here and there to bump out for your radio, to say the least, too. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment of this project. Thank you, Keelan Crane, Lil Junkies.